Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday afternoon, November 21st, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of education news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Divine Mercy University celebrates becoming Newman Guide recommended. Divine Mercy University has been recognized as Newman Guide recommended by the Cardinal Newman Society. The Newman Guide is a trusted resource for faithful Catholic education, and Divine Mercy University is the first Catholic graduate program in psychology and counseling to receive this honor. Kelly Salomon, Vice President of Newman Guide Programs, praised the university for upholding the Catholic understanding of the human person. Dr. Charles Sikorsky, LC, President of Divine Mercy University, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the strong foundation in liberal arts and Catholic worldview that students from Newman institutions bring. The university offers doctoral and master's degrees in psychology and counseling, emphasizing a Catholic perspective on the study of the human person, marriage, and family.
$1,000 scholarship offered by Skarin Law Group to empower tomorrow's leaders. Skarin Law Group is offering a $1,000 Leaders of Tomorrow scholarship to students pursuing degrees in family law, social work, or child welfare. Applicants must show a strong interest in these fields, excellent interpersonal skills, and compassion for families in crisis. Academic achievement, community involvement, and a 1,000-word essay are key factors in the selection process. Interested candidates should submit a resume, essay, and transcript by August 31st, 2025, with the winner announced in September 2025. The scholarship reflects Skarin Law Group's commitment to supporting future professionals in protecting and assisting families in need.
Dubai hosts third UNESCO World OER Congress. The third UNESCO World Open Educational Resources Congress, hosted in Dubai, brings together global leaders to explore open solutions and AI for inclusive access to knowledge. Themed digital public goods, the event features high-level panels and expert discussions on advancing equitable education through OER and emerging technologies. Over 500 participants, including ministers and academics, are attending. Sessions cover topics like gender parity, AI's role in education, and sustainable business models for OER. The Congress aims to establish guidelines for openly licensed content and will conclude with the Dubai Declaration for Action on OER. Countries like Cuba, Madagascar, Malaysia, and Morocco are highlighted for their exceptional progress in implementing UNESCO's OER recommendations, showcasing diverse approaches to equitable knowledge access.
Comcast launches flagship Lift Zone with SurJobs in Houston to advance digital skills and workforce opportunities. Comcast has unveiled its second flagship Lift Zone in Houston's East End in partnership with SurJobs to enhance digital skills and opportunities for thousands. This flagship location, powered by Comcast Business, includes a grant of over $500,000 for a technology makeover and expanded programming. The facility features new computers, privacy pods, upgraded audio-visual equipment, and expanded Wi-Fi access. Comcast's decade-long partnership with SurJobs has already provided over 1,000 laptops and digital skills training. The initiative aims to bridge the digital divide, empower individuals, and create economic opportunities. Comcast's Lift Zones are part of Project EOOP, a $1 billion commitment to advance digital opportunity. Learn more about Comcast Corporation and SurJobs at their respective websites.
Netcom Learning announces end-of-year training rewards to help businesses maximize their training budgets with authorized training. Netcom Learning introduces its end-of-year training rewards promotion to help businesses maximize their training budgets. With qualifying course purchases, organizations can unlock up to $500 in gift cards or instant discounts. Exclusive rewards include $150 for investing, $799, $1,999, $250 for $2,000, $4,999, and $500 for $5,000 or more. Additionally, purchasing a learning passport worth $10,000 or more earns a $500 reward. This limited-time offer ends on December 31st, 2024. NetComm Learning, a leader in IT training and certifications, aims to build innovative learning organizations by closing critical skill gaps through authorized training from top vendors like Microsoft, Cisco, and more.
The Listening Path Program nominated for the Mom's Choice Awards. The Listening Path Program, designed for children in grades 3 to 5, has been nominated for the Mom's Choice Awards. This unique program teaches kids the skill of listening and is available in schools across the U.S. and Canada. The Mom's Choice Awards are globally recognized for excellence in family-friendly media. Founder Christine Miles expressed gratitude for the nomination, highlighting the importance of teaching listening as a skill. The program includes engaging videos and interactive materials to help children listen to understand, ultimately enhancing their learning and emotional intelligence.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.